This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Down the right field line. This ball, big trouble, and it stays in play. Three runs are going to score. The rookie delivers. It's 5-0.
And it went on to be a slugfest there in Los Angeles as the Los Angeles Dodgers win one from the Philadelphia Phillies, who had a 2-0 advantage going into the baseball weekend. And it was a big baseball weekend. The Tampa Bay Rays topped the Boston Red Sox in an 11-inning nail-biter. And the Dodgers, of course, as we just mentioned, beat the Phillies. So Sarah Bunting joins us. She's a sports writer and writer of the blog TomatoNation.com. Pretty exciting weekend.
Yeah, very exciting.
Let's talk about the Red Sox and Rays. For my taste, it was great to see the Rays come alive.
Me too. And that's really been the narrative throughout the season, is people kind of expecting the team to return to some sort of mean, which in the case of the Rays is not being very good. So, there's been a lot of talk about their relative inexperience, whether they can step up against Boston. So it was good, especially in 11 innings.
All right, and they're a scrappy young team, and people really are thrilled to have them even be in the postseason. And, the Boston Red Sox have gone from, it seems like, counting themselves out against the Angels to feeling like, hey, they can make it all the way. What do you sense the morale of the Red Sox is at this point?
I think the Red Sox at this point, they have excellent morale compared to 2 years ago, 5 years ago. It's a completely different experience for both the fans and the team, that I think they're very confident that even with the occasional injuries, like Mike Lowell is out for this series, and he was the World Series MVP last year. And I think that it's critical for their success that they're able to sort of close the gaps in their game when they need to.
And they do. I mean, they have hits all over that lineup. Pedroia was amazing.
Well, and that guy, he had not had a good postseason to date, but that guy is a very tough out. You're looking at a possible MVP for him, and that entire lineup is relentless, I think is the word they used on the broadcast.
So Joe Torre and Manny Ramirez are going to make New York love the Dodgers, I think. What do you think?
I think there's still a lot of good feeling about Torre. And after the, I'm a Yankee fan, full disclosure, and after the season that we had, that wasn't anyone's fault. But I think there is still a lot of fondness for Torre and how many times he brought the team to the postseason. Manny, I don't know. It's not dull. It's not boring to watch that guy.
They cleared the bench in the game last night. It was a fight. Jim Cooper from Trinity Church, I see you shaking your head here. Are you a baseball fan? You with the
Yankee
Dodgers?
Yankee fan.
So are you rooting for the Dodgers?
Well, actually I am, because that's what makes great rivalry. I'm rooting for the Red Sox and the Dodgers because of the great rivals of the Yankees.
That will be the narrative if it's Red Sox-Dodgers with Manny Ramirez facing his old team.
Absolutely, and then Joe Torre back in the, back in that seat against the Red Sox and against Francona.
You want to call it?
Who's going to the World Series or who would win that matchup?
Yeah.
I think the Phillies are going.
You think the Phillies looked really strong.
Yeah, they do. And that sort of mini narrative in that championship series is that these teams have been playing each other all year and nobody's winning on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of where they're playing.
And the Phillies have a four-game advantage since they get four games at home. The Dodgers will only get three games at home. So if that proves true, the Phillies are going to be winning. Sarah Bunting, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for
having
me.
Sarah Bunting is a sports writer and writer of the blog TomatoNation.com. And, man, no rotten tomatoes, lots of baseball. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.